The American Lung Association released a report today called State of the Air 2014. Kevin Stewart is the American Lung Association's Director of Environmental Health for the Mid-Atlantic region. He explains that particle pollution, sometimes called soot pollution, is the matter in the air expelled from sources like exhaust pipes or industrial plants. It's the fine microscopic dust, sometimes small enough to pass directly into bloodstreams through the lungs.
The reason we're concerned about fine particle pollution is because it helps to increase the risk of cardiovascular problems. So people who have heart disease, they're more likely to suffer problems with angina, chest pain, and also even to experience heart attack or even death as a result of breathing this stuff. So most people don't think about air pollution as causing heart problems, but it does.
The Lung Association's 2014 report indicates that the overall ambient air quality regarding particle pollution throughout the state is improving, or at least throughout every county where it's being measured. Short-term or daily particle pollution improved in at least one county, Brook, but mostly remain unchanged from what was reported last year, which were overall pretty good results. But then there's ozone. Stewart says way up in the sky, ozone is a good thing. It protects us from harmful rays from the sun.
Down here at ground level, you don't want to be breathing this stuff because ozone is a very powerful respiratory irritant and can cause people to have things like asthma attacks and problems breathing and going to the hospital emergency room.
The report indicates that ozone levels have pretty much gotten worse throughout the country. That's true in West Virginia and especially in the Charleston-Huntington area, which ranked worst in the state. The Lung Association gave Kanawha County a D last year. This year's report combines Kanawha and Cabell counties with several other areas and gives that region an F. Other counties reporting worse ozone pollution include Wood, Monongalia, and Hancock. The American Lung Association says the worsening ozone levels can likely be attributed to the exceptionally warm 2012 temperatures, reflecting national trends. The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection echoes the Lung Association's report, saying air quality has and continues to improve throughout West Virginia, even in areas like the northern gas fields, despite increased drilling activity. The DEP reports, however, there are issues with sulfur dioxide in Brook and Marshall counties related to large industrial sources like power plants that are located there. In fact, the Lung Association's report indicates that Marshall County was worst in the state for its long-term particle pollution levels. That's despite the fact that the Wheeling, West Virginia, Ohio metro area had its lowest year-round particle pollution levels in the past 15 years. Although, it should be noted, the area is still ranked 19th worst in the nation. So, it's a mixed bag. There are a lot of numbers that are somehow both reassuring and terrifying. But Stewart, from the American Lung Association, says there are several things to remember when considering this data. First of all, the system we have needs to be improved. Many counties with lower populations don't require air monitoring at all, for example, Boone, McDowell, Mingo, and Wyoming, just to name a few. And in many areas where air quality is monitored, the actual monitoring might not take place in the most telling spots. And he says there are limits to the monitoring technology.
The science is showing that the air pollution standards are, even though we use them for this report, they're inadequate to protect public health. People already, even if you meet the air quality standard, but you're just below the level, you can still have adverse health effects from air pollution. And we, Lung Association, believes that we need to improve the air quality standards so that we don't have that kind of scenario going on.
Stewart says no one will deny that the country today is not the same country it was 40 years ago. Standards have certainly improved, but he asserts that current circumscribed standards of air quality still leave the public footing many hidden health and standard of living costs. Now, are they balanced by the economic benefits of industry throughout the region? Well, that's another study altogether. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.